Hey, thank you to Helix for sponsoring this podcast. Adam has had his Helix mattress for almost a year now, and he's loving it. It's actually hard to get him up. In fact, he won't stop talking about it. You'll understand what we mean when he goes into detail. Thank you for the detail, Adam, later on the episode. But for now, we want to tell our listeners about a special deal going on. Our Sleepy Time Pal Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and, as if that's not enough, two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Paula. That's helixsleep.com/Paula. This is their best offer yet, and I'll bet it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paula, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And if
there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I am here to take questions for the press. This is the opening of the French President Trump press conference.
Mr. President, the tall man
in the back. Yes, yes.
Yes, hi, this is Emmett Manning from New York Newsday. Mr. President.
Yes.
You seem to be favoring red states over blue states with support and supplies. Shouldn't this crisis be a nonpartisan issue?
Non-Parisian issue? No, my friend. Everything is a Parisian issue with romantics like me. We carry Paris in our hearts all the time. The lights, the cafes, the souffles, the baguettes. I just had some delicious camembert only a moment ago.
I said, shouldn't this be a nonpartisan issue here in the States?
Oh, nonpartisan! No! It should be partisan. I hate the fucking blue states. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you right there.
Hello, Mr. President. Thank you. This is Tony Romo with ABC News.
Yes, Tony Romo. It's good to talk to you again. Did you get my order? I ordered the dipping sticks and the thin crust pizza. I love to talk to Tony Romo.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why did you plant a tree on the South Lawn for Earth Day when you have rolled back environmental protections and ravaged the EPA since day one of your presidency? Isn't the tree just a phony gesture?
Phony gesture? Phony gesture? Do you see this gesture I am making at you now? Does it look phony to you, Mr. Tony Roma? Pence! Vice President Pence, stop staring at my ass. I've told you before, if you have to make your goofy eyes do it at my face, write his name down, write down Tony Roma. I'll tell you, Mr. Press Person, I planted that tree so that in
10 years, I can look out the Oval Office window from my desk and see a beautiful tree. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Chartreuse Jones here from the Brooklyn Eagle.
Chartreuse, so nice to talk to you. And you are looking fine, if I do say so myself, Chartreuse.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What's the name of the paper again? Tell me the name of the paper.
The Brooklyn Eagle.
Oh, it's very important. Very important. Yes, yes, Brooklyn Eagle. Go ahead.
Yes. So, Mr. President, you continue to say that we have lots of testing, but the governor say that they don't have enough. What do you say about that?
That is not what the governor say. This is a trap. This is a media trap. I talk to the governors, they say they don't want to keep track of how many cases of the virus are in their states. They say, surprise me! They say, let's make it a surprise. In fact, let's hide the infected people all around their backyard, and the governors will find them like an Easter egg hunt. What's this behind the azalea? It's someone with the virus. I see you with the virus in the wheelbarrow. That's what the governors want, Chartreuse. Next question. Mr. President. You, yes.
Thank you, Mr. President, for calling on me. Beef Johnson with the Kansas City Star.
Yeah, Kansas City is very, very important. The state of Kansas is one of my favorites.
Thank you, sir. I agree. Why, sir, despite pleas from your COVID-19 medical team, do you not base your decisions on science?
I'll tell you something, Miss Kansas. I don't trust science. Why is it spelled that way? It should be science. 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 It sounds Chinese. I don't trust it. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Hello, thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
Tony Romo with ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo, I love you. I love you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Can I have extra Parmesan cheese? Thank you, Tony Romo.
Governor Kemp of Georgia is opening businesses like gyms, barbers, and hairstylists. He was acting in accordance with your desire to open the economy and get back to work. What would you say to him?
Well, I don't advise it for just any state, but the people of Georgia are getting flabby. And have you seen their hair? It gets very humid there. And Georgia's hair can get very frizzy. Georgians have very big, poofy, frizzy hair. Governor Kemp should not have to look at that flabby Georgians with big, high hair. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Emmett Manning again. People are very confused and unsure about what would be deemed an essential occupation. So I'm going to ask you can you tell me if they're essential or non-essential?
Certainly.
For instance, working at a grocery store.
It's very essential. We have to have that. The people, they have to eat. They get the chips and they, you know, people have cabin fever. Have you heard of cabin fever? People need to eat while they have their cabin fever. Very essential. Yes, next. What?
Great. What about the library?
Not so much. You know, the people reading and educating themselves, you know, the schools are closed for a reason. This is not a time for reflection and certainly not to dip into history. So, I would say, no least while at this time, the libraries, you know, in the books, the people touch the pages and it gets all, no, that could spread the virus, no.
And how about professional wrestling?
Oh, I cannot think of a more important, particularly because this takes place in Florida and Floridians depend on this. The professional wrestling is so stimulating to the mind without leaving the house. It's very, very important. tanned. You know, also, who knows what life's going to be like when this is all over. People may need to learn the technique of jumping off a fence or a wall onto someone else. So it's very educational. Yes, I'm all for the professional wrestling.
And then what about mud wrestling?
Well, you know, we have continued construction. And therefore, we have a lot of digging the foundations, and we have a lot of dirt. And so the best way to use the dirt is to turn it into mud for the mud wrestling. And again, you know, it is such important training for anyone who might someday want to work in my administration, the mud wrestling. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm Chartreuse Jones here again, the Brooklyn Eagle.
Of course you are, Chartreuse. You are very Chartreuse. I love talking to you. Yes, what?
Thank you, Mr. President. Sir, the facts about the gap between when you knew about the virus and when you acted are stubborn and damning. And ignorant, and selfish, and
that
horrible.
That is not true! That is not true! People are amazed at how early I acted. I always act early. Ask Melania. I act early. I get up at 6 a.m. and I look in the mirror and I say, to be or not to be. I act early. People are amazed at how early I act. That is the clue. No more questions. No more. That tears it, Chartreuse. It's a form of pank. That's it. That's enough questions.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.
Hey, Paula, it's been almost a year now since I got my Helix mattress. And as you remember, there was some drama surrounding Helix mattresses.
Because
First sponsored us, Bonnie took the mattress and she's been loving it. But finally, I got my chance to get a Helix mattress and I sleep so well. I mean, the family bed is where we all gather. We watch movies in our room occasionally and everybody just piles on it and it's comfy. And yet when one person hops on, the other half of the mattress doesn't fly up. I'm a fan.
Well, you know, Adam, everybody is unique and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support.
I agree with that last bit. I don't get all the technical stuff about the mattress, but it is soft and supportive. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, the award-winning Lux, which I got, and ultra-premium Elite Collections, the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts, and my daughter now wants one. So, how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? You go to their website, take the Helix Sleep Quiz, and you find your perfect mattress match in under 2 minutes.
You know, when you said you can't follow all the technical stuff, it's really not that technical. You know, no matter what way you sleep, they have a mattress that will support and comfort you. How hard is that?
You know, when you say it that way, it seems a lot simpler. I take it back. That's my boner.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Well, I like that there's a warranty, but they can pry that mattress from my cold, dead hands. I took the sleep quiz. I was matched with the Helix Midnight Lux. I got the Lux. And I love it. It is such an upgrade from my old mattress.
You know, I think Bonnie got the Midnight Lux.
She did.
Two.
Yeah.
You're not here. Don't want to take Adam's word for it? Well, you got Bonnie's word. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Your sleepy time pal Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners.
That's a lot, and it's already not that expensive a mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/Paula.
That's helixsleep.com/Paula.
This is their best offer yet. It's fantastic. It won't last long.
With Helix, better sleep starts now. Well, not right now.
And if you're gonna get it anyway,
use our code.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now. A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.